Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. We are supposed to continue with our evening chanting to develop the spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, and Sati. So maybe what I will do is we will have our evening chanting first, but I will administer the precept later when everybody is here. Then I will administer it together. Yeah. Those ones who take the 8 precepts, you shall chant the 8 precepts. Those who are on 5 precepts, then you chant the 5 precepts and stop there. Okay? So I think requesting for the 3 refuges and the 5 or 8 precepts is on page 1 of our retreat chanting book. Yeah. Evening chanting is on page 14, yes, sorry. Okay, we will prepare ourselves. Yeah. Let us now compose our mind, develop the faith, Sadha Virya, and we pay respect mindfully to Buddha Dhamma and Sangha. Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svakkhato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Okay, you all can be seated and turn to page 40. We shall chant the eating, chanting. Yeah, English, yes. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciple, who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefits and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha. Bow.
Blessed one.
Yeah, bow. The teaching so complete explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Let us now pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one, homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one.
Oh.
No, no, wait. I will chant the first part, the bracket one. I will chant, then you all follow from later. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. A good word, we chant together. A good word of the blessed one's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the blessed one, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one. And thou with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the world, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, the enlightened one, the blessed one, oh sorry, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one. Then next page, I will chant the first part in bracket. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma, of the Buddha, the Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun, awakened the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conqueror, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestowed blessing on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by his power, may all obstacles be overcome, and then bow. By body, speech, or mind, or whatever wrong action I have committed to the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond timeless, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise, each for themselves. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By this devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Power. By body, speech, and mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of beautiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciple, namely the four pair of person, the eight types of individual, is worthy of offering, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gift, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merit to the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise to the Sangha, born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of the eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revered the assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer. It bears thirst resting on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life. And in devotion, I walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By this devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, and mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may I acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there will be restraint regarding the Dhamma or Sangha, sorry, yeah, regarding the Sangha. So this one is a very good practice, yeah, the evening chanting, for us to understand the significance of what the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha is. Then when you understand, you can practice correctly, appropriately. Then the biggest karmic obstruction is to have karmic obstruction by violating the triple gem. So if you don't ask for forgiveness, this one is going to be a very severe karmic offense. But the beauty of this triple gem is the moment you ask for forgiveness, it's automatically accepted, because it is the triple gem. That's why asking for forgiveness is very important. So we will do the closing homage. Okay, now we do it together. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Bow. So in Pali is Arahang Sammasambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Then the teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. In Pali is Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Then salutation to the Sangha. The Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. In Pali is this, सुपतिपानो भगवतो सावक संगो संघं नमामि। Now, then we rejoice, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Okay, most of you are here already, huh? Then we can turn to page one. I will administer the refuge and precept. We get Sister Ingrid to help you all to request. Start from after the salutation, Ingrid. Mayang
Let us put our palms together.
Mita.
Okay. Mayang Mita, repeat after me or you chant
Yeah,
together.
repeat after English letter.
Mayang Mita,
Mayang
ti sarenena saha,
Mita. Sama.
panca or atta silani yacama.
Yacchama.
Dutiyanti
Dutiyanti.
Mayang Mitta
Mayang Mitta.
ti saranena saha
Ti sarvamena saha.
atta silani yacama.
Well, I should let you know those who keep five precepts, you just chant pancha. Means after ti sarena saha, then you pancha silane yacama. Those who take eight precepts like Engbi, he will chant atta. Silane yacama. Understand? You don't have to repeat after her. She chant her eight precepts. You are five, you chant your five. You are eight, you repeat after her. Okay? So we do the third one, the
Tatiyampi,
Tatiyampi.
Mayang Mitta,
Mayampita.
ti saranena saha,
Di sakramena sama.
atta silani yacama.
Pancasilaniya cama.
Very good. Okay, so now turn to next page.
Pembantuan.
I think Vandana we have gone through just now. The three refusion, I think you all don't have to request. I straight away administer the what they call Pancasila okay. I haven't read that one yet. Sorry. On page two. I think we have to do it myself. Go through the whole thing. Okay. So you all take the three refuges first, huh? Okay, we chant together,
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tisaranena gamanaṃ natitaṃ.
Āmānitā.
Okay. Then now I will administer the five precepts first. After the five precepts only, we go to the eight precepts. Panatipata viramani sikapadang samadhiyami adinadana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. So for those eight precepts, you don't chant the number three. Yeah? You chant the other one. Now my later only I go through that one. Yeah? We go through the five precepts first. Kamesu mijacara viramani sikapadang samadhiyami musavada viramani sikapadang samadhiyami suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Then I will explain all this. Imani pancha sika padani silena suganti yanti silena bhoga sampadan silena nibbati yanti tasma silang visode. These are the five precepts. Virtue is the source of happiness. Virtue or sila is the source of true spiritual wealth. Virtue or sila is the source of true spiritual peace, peacefulness. Therefore, let sila or virtue be kept and purified. Then after that, imani pancha sika padani samadhiyami. Imani pancha sika padani samadhiyami. Imani pancha sika padani samadhiyami. The meaning is, I undertake this five precepts. So this one has been repeated three times. You commit yourself, then you all can rejoice.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, then the eight precepts. We will chant the Abrahmacharya onwards. Abrahmacharya viramani sikapadani samadhiyami. Then I will skip to number six. Vikala bhojana viramani sikapadan samadhiyami. The meaning is, I undertake the training rule to restrain from eating at inappropriate time. Then number seven, the seventh precept. Na jagita wadita visuka desana mala ganda velipana darana mandana vibhusanyatana veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. The meaning is, I undertake the training rule to restrain from entertainment, beautification, and adornment. Number eight precepts. Uja sayana maha sayana veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. The meaning is, I undertake the training rules to restrain from lying on high or luxurious sleeping place. Imani atta sika padani silena suganti yanti silena boga sampadan silena nibunti yanti tasma silang visode. The meaning is, these are the eight precepts. Virtue or sila is the source of spiritual happiness. Virtue or precept is the source of spiritual wealth, true spiritual wealth.
Virtue or precept is the source of true spiritual peacefulness. Therefore, let sila or virtue be well kept and constantly purified. Okay, then the last part. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. So we completed our evening chanting. Huh? What is the time now? Oh, still a bit of time. So we chant our salutation to the Triple Gemma. Vedang Pujene. Damang Pujene. Sanghang Pujene. Okay, you all can be seated. Oh, okay. Miss arriving soon, but not too soon. Ringlet another 1 hour, I think. Unless no traffic, it's okay. Don't worry. Thank you. Okay. So from 6:45 to 7:15 is supposed to be our chanting. Oh, exactly. 7:15. So we finish in time. Okay. The next one is 30 minutes of formal sitting. Now. Not now, wait till they come. Then after we end at 9:15, we go and do it. This is the supposed to be the relics of the previous abbot that passed away recently. He gave us this one here. In the retreat 2019, he became the abbot, he Jie Yan. Then he gave us this one. So he is full of bodhisattva compassion. He wants to create affinity with cultivator, with living beings, especially the cultivator. That he was so joyful. He saw us. He keep on giving. He told me. He said, "Nikrina toy the just give the people." Then I saw down there. I think when I arrived, you know, at the main shrine one, I saw a lot of this one. On the counter, so we should actually rejoice. So Sian has suggested we, as a group, we should pay our respect. You know, at that time, the retreat, he was very, very grateful, very friendly and very helpful. He full of joy when he see us having retreat and all these things, because he understands how difficult it is to get lay people to join the cultivation, to attend retreat, develop the Buddha Dhamma. So all these are very wholesome. So after the class, when the Golden Day arrived, we were together, they are respect. Before the meditation, maybe I will brief you a bit. Upstairs, there is also a Wi-Fi, but please don't use the upstairs Wi-Fi if you can. Unless you have no data, then you on your this Wi-Fi, same password. But if you have your data, don't use the Wi-Fi until our Zoom over, because whether Jin Hao and Sui say we scared those who log in through Zoom. They congest the line. Because this Wi-Fi is the temple one. We not have enough capacity on. We're not sure. Anyway, we will try our best to maintain the Zoom and all this thing. Okay, so with that, I think I will set the alarm for 25 minutes of awareness-based meditation. So as usual, I will give you some short instruction because this is the beginning of this retreat. Although most of you all know what awareness based meditation is, it is only right that I give you some simple instruction. Okay. After that, remember the four support for awareness based meditation. The four support are relax, relax completely, body and mind, be at ease. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just maintain awareness, which is the second support. When you maintain awareness, you are developing heedfulness. You just want to be aware. Then whatever arrives, aware, finish. Aware, finish. Because we are a human being. We have a physical body with the senses. Then we have the consciousness trapped inside. And upon contact of the sense data with the sense basis, it trigger off the respective mind consciousness. So your sense basis is the ear, then hearing consciousness will arise. It is your breathing, your breath, or your smell, sense basis, then the sense consciousness will arise. It is your tactile consciousness will arise. So seeing also same. If you close your eye, you see nimitta, or you see whatever, or you see your thought, you see your aggregates of mind, the perception, everything, you aware, finish. Aware, finish. Don't follow. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. You continue to do things or follow, then it creates more thinking. Because you are so conditioned in becoming heedless. That's why most people cannot settle down to develop the meditative mind. So the four support is very easy, very basic, but very, very penetrating and very effective. So just relax, body and mind, be at ease, no more problem. You just want to meditate, you're silent everything. Then don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just maintain awareness. Aware, finish, until the mind settle down and become very quiet. Then at one stage, you will come to realize your thinking all slow down, until the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the sankhara movement, all slow down. When it starts to slow down, your awareness nature will know it has become different. Then after that, it becomes very quiet. Very still. That is how you develop the initial stability of awareness within. So when you have that, don't be excited or curious. That is just the beginning, but it's already very good progress. Even the ability to maintain silent or awareness nature within, to be aware and do nothing, is already a very, very good progress. So once you can do that, the third support is maintain the awareness nature until you become very stable. Then once you are able to be in that state, a free mind which is completely tranquil, still, without any thought activity or movement, that stability of awareness is very important. Then from there, you may progress to do the fourth support, which is just trust, T-R-U-S-E. Trust your nature to develop the meditative movement inside. So during that time, just relax, maintain awareness, stay at the heart area, and let that nature move and detect the gateway. Then when it detects, it will move by itself. Then when your gateway has been located, then That gateway will allow the external energy, the yin yang energy, to melt inside and flow inside. Then the meditator, the cultivator, will understand what this thing is. And the movement, move by itself. That time there may be tingling sensation or what, or like something very soothing, the energy melt in. Then the heart area, there's a point where it goes in. So continue to relax, maintain awareness, and allow the thing to be, trust the nature to do, no interference from the thought. Okay, so that is how you can develop the understanding and progress. I will let you meditate on your own now. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. So the four support for awareness-based meditation, I have already written them on the board. So later on, you have a time, you will go back, you will listen to the recording again, so that you develop the understanding. Okay, where is Scotland there now? Any idea?
Last location of the
planet. Oh, what time was that?
7:40.
Oh, means after ringlet, I mean. So it should be okay. The ringlet to here is about 12 more kilometers. Once you hit Tanarata, then they are very near. It's okay. Yeah, I think they won't be so fast. Okay. Half an hour. If no traffic, maybe. But how do we arrange for the gate? No, the gate to be open. How? Oh, okay. Good. Thank you so much. Okay. So just look at the whiteboard again. Maybe I will just explain a little more. The four support for awareness-based meditation is very important, because like the word awareness-based meditation, mark this word. As the word suggests, we are here to develop this inner awareness. This is inner awareness. Or traditionally, Theravada people call it mindfulness. In Mahayana, they call it zennian, awareness. So awareness based means you are developing the meditation so that this awareness nature indeed arises. When they arise, you're supposed to stabilize it. Then that awareness nature is actually your true mind, your silent mind, your nature within that is without thought. From there, you will start to understand you have two minds. One is the thinking mind, dependent, originating, condition arising. From the true mind, the thinking mind manifests. This is not a theory. When you develop the awareness-based meditation, you can see. You can see how from the awareness thought arises. Then the awareness can be aware of all those thought and movement. Then awareness is different from the thought, the thinking. The thought, the thinking need the brain, the memory, to input the content into the pure awareness. Then the content trigger off the thought. So awareness here means aware before the knowing, or sati in terms of what the Buddha teach, sati. Or the English equivalent is mindfulness. So here, the English word, you have to be careful. Mindfulness here means the mind is full of awareness without thought. That is the meaning. So sati is actually awareness before the knowing, before the arising of the thinking mind, the aggregates of mind, the perception, the feeling, the activity, the movement, the mind state, everything. Everything that your mind can do is the content of consciousness. So mindfulness is awareness before the arising of the sankhara. It's the pure awareness inside, the pure consciousness. No content, no aggregates of mind, no thinking. With that, then you can actually develop the understanding to meditate appropriately and you will progress very fast. Okay? So like I said, relax. Relax what? Relax body and mind. Body and mind. Be at ease. And maintain awareness or aware. So when you are aware, there is no thought. Okay? When you are aware, there is no thought. Means silent mind, your true mind. And follow. Huh? Is it clear now? Okay. After you aware, you don't try to do anything. The moment you want to do something, the thought will arise. The who do? The thought do. Even you want to meditate, because you got no other instrument, the thought will try to meditate. The thought want to know, want to do, want to create thinking process, want to analyze, want to reason. And curiosity drive the thought to be more and more curious. That's why the question keep on arising. Why like that? Is it correct? Am I doing it correct? All these are verbalization, chattering within the thought process. When this arrives, you cannot be aware. That's why that one becomes heedless thinking, thought-based. Unless you understand all this, very difficult for you to develop the awareness-based meditation. I think they arrive with it. The other thing is, now we develop another spatial understanding. Okay? When your mind is without thought, just aware, what happened? Huh? What happened? Ah, there is clarity then. There is faith then. Why? Because that nature is not clouded by anything, understand? That nature is empty of what? Of thought. Of the mundane mind. Of the aggregates of mind. So empty means clarity, like MB say, there is space. But if your mind has no space, means what? It's preoccupied with what? Your worry, your problem, understand that? When you worry about your family, your problem, your career, your relationship, your physical health, your financial situation, which is all the first noble truth reality, means what? Your mind, which is the true mind, has got no space, understand? It's preoccupied with all the thinking, with all the attachment, the craving, the worry, the insecurity, the doubt. And all these are the movement of thought. Created by thought. Can you see? When you are so cluttered, preoccupied with all these things, worry about this, worry about that, then how can you have awareness to develop awareness-based meditation? How can you have awareness to see what is going on in life? A man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware or you are lost in thought. True or not? When you are aware, you cannot think. That's not. That's why you can see things as they are. Clarity. What goes on? The awareness. Understand. There is no thought involved. But when it's cluttered with all the sankhara activity, the aggregates of mind and your worry, your fear, then that mind, the thinking mind, is so conditioned, habitual tendency, and preoccupied with all this, what they call heedless thinking, you got no space. Understand? There is no clarity. You cannot understand. That's why you become heedless. Just like this author. When you try to continue to put things until you got no place to put, what will happen? You cannot move at all. Understand? Cannot move means what? No energy. Space is energy, pure energy from the nature. When you got no space, means no energy, means what? You are exhausted. Your life force all go towards the thinking. Thinking create what? Fear. Negative energy field. Stress, negative energy field. Thinking take up a lot of thought energy. Your anger, your emotion, your sankhara, your mind state, fear, phobia, all these are intense negative energy. So if your mind has no space, you age very fast. You develop suffering, affliction, without you knowing. And yourself become affected because 80% of your body is water. When this negative thought process arises, it conditions the cells to mutate. That's why they become cancerous and all those things. There's a cultivator with awareness and mindfulness. Their physical cells are full of tranquility, stillness, metta, and all those. That's why they have that ability to be intelligent, to develop clarity, to understand things, to awaken to things, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature. This is how you must understand it. There will moment you understand this, you will choose to be aware or heedful and never, never become heedless again. Your heedlessness is so devastating. It causes so much affliction in your mental. Your thinking mind is so active, cluttered. That's why without awareness based meditation, there is no space. There is no clarity. There is no energy inside you. Spiritual energy to understand spiritual teaching. When you are cluttered, preoccupied with all those things, how can you understand things? You keep on arguing, understand not? You keep on creating what? Reasoning, justification, analysis, right and wrong. What are you doing? You are wasting time. Sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe sankara tukang. Wake up to that. When you understand this, you understand the Dhamma that the Buddha teach very clearly. That's why this is a living Dhamma that you can witness and awaken to. Can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. That is the meaning. Understand, it's not a theory, it's not a concept, it's not an idea. Enlightenment is not an idea. It's something that can be realized, awakened to. Okay? Yeah, let us read. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, last time I cannot go into all this because you all sure catch no ball. Yeah, book you up. At least now, many of you will realize, can understand. Your last time, the faith or the understanding of what that true mind is also not there. If I go into all this, I will frighten you all and you all will disappear. What is all this? Nobody thought like that. True or not? So you have to have the awareness developed. Based on all this, You no need me actually to go all out to do this awareness. Because you can see the moment you are without awareness, you become like that. No? There is a reason why Dhammapada was 21. What did the Buddha say? Heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless eyes is dead. Who are the heedless? Cluttered one. Think a lot. The mind preoccupied all the first noble truth problem. Is that life? Is that living? Do you want to live a life that's full of problem, full of worry, anxiety, fear, sorrow, and lamentation? Worry about this, worry about that. After you yourself, not enough. Worry about your son, your daughter, your children. Then later, grandchildren. Then worry about your property. Got money, also worry. Got property, also worry. That is not life, understand? Life is to be with the moment, with clarity, with full awareness, to actually realize the beauty and wonders of life within the moment. But that is the only reality. Within the moment, everything arises. And that is the only reality in life. Why can't you just be with the moment to realize the truth and develop the wisdom and the understanding to, like, be within the moment, yeah, to experience life to the fullest, means to experience or to realize the wonders and great beauty of life, means that in they call it the what is that word idea? Within nature, yeah, there is this word. I cannot recall that word. What is that word? Pristine. thank you, sis. The pristine beauty and wonders of life. Yeah, within every moment, everything is so pristine. No? You know what is pristine or not? New, understand? No? Pristine, like you never see before. That is the wonder of nature. Pristine beauty and wonders of nature. Every moment, every instant is new. It's just like when I observe something with the direct seeing, the pure awareness. It is so beautiful, understand? Everything is just the way it is. But if you use memory, what? Oh, microphone. What is there to see? Flask. What is there to see? Book. Author. What is there? You never see. You create the concept of the author, the microphone, and you think you know. You believe you see. That's why the true awareness to appreciate and realize the beauty, the pristine beauty and wonder, you cannot do it. You cannot be with the moment. With the moment, with mindfulness and awareness, drinking a cup of tea is zazen. You understand? Meditation. We're fully aware, fully taste, fully realize the pristine beauty and wonder of that so-called tea without words. But when you are preoccupied in your thinking, you cannot be aware of all those movements. This one, you create worry, thought. And what is thought? Thought divine. Thought is never at peace. Thought is egoic, selfish, creating the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, causing your karmic downfall. See this, understand this, and never, never again go back to the heedless way. The difference between heedful living and heedless living is really very, very immense. Can follow? Okay, I will stop here. That word, better write down, resting beauty and wonders of life. Every time I forgot. Oh, yeah, sorry. Because sometimes the spelling, I am not very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for pointing out. Yeah, this was very important, huh? Pristine. Because everything is so pristine. You know, use the mic. Okay. So long, what is it? Come and write down. Come and write down. Write down the Mandarin word. Yeah. Oh, Google.
Thank you. Can I?
Can. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Sadhu.
This president respect so well that this video share in our WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
The Da Bei Zhou. By Fa Gu San.
Yes.
They
I know.
Tell that
yes.
The monastic was holding the.
Yeah. Hang the thing. Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah. Sadhu. Yeah.
Expressing to me.
Yeah.
Saw this.
How is it done? Huh? Yeah. Because that thing that they do, you need a lot of strength. That is really that movement, the pristine movement, and that vibration. The whole thing, because it's the first time you see. I don't know.
Yes.
In fact, every moment of perception is new. If you don't use your brain, the memory, when you use that one, therefore, come and compare, understand not? Then, better or worse, right and wrong. That's why the duality, the what they call division, all come out. That's why you cannot use thought. The memory is no more pristine, understand not? Krishnamurti used this word, no? Thought is like the dead leaf, no? Because thought is memory, isn't it? Memory is what? Of the past. It's like the dead leaf, understand? No more that pristine when the thing was growing on the tree, like the flower when you buy fresh, pure, very beautiful, smell, everything, emitting. But when it wither and become dry leaf, that is what it is. And that is what thought is. The thought recall to what? Memory. Memories of the past. Like the dead leaf. That's why when I read that, I said, this guy is really wise. He really know what this thing is because I saw it. You can remember. Like when we went to this Wat Pak Pong, I remember. And the other monastery is Wat Pak Nanachat. You remember that time, that tree, when I was there, this Ananda Krishna's son was there, he took us round. Then we were at the meditation monastery. So he asked us to do the join them and do the meditation. Then we asked, can do lying down. He looked at me, he smiled. He said, you must be very good. You can do that. Because no sleeper lie down, sleep. Then later Ajahn Sumedho came. He gave a Dhamma talk. Then he asked, he said, I think he asked a very simple Dhamma question. Then he said, anybody wants to share anything or not? Then I put up my hand. I said, well, when I came, we stayed the night. Huh? Then we were asked to help sweep the leaf, you remember? Sweep the leaf. The monastery, a lot of dry leaf. Every moment I was dropping, non stop. But there is a nature, there is a condition. The leaf will fall. If you understand that, then don't complain. Ayo, I sweep already. Before I finish, again the leaf comes. Just complain. So I say, the reality is the leaf will fall. Whether you sweep or you don't sweep, it will fall. But why do we sweep? Because of the meditative understanding. We are peaceful when we are there. The nature is very good. The energy is very good. Then we cultivate mindfulness. The moment we are there, when you are mindful and aware, sweeping is meditation. And sweeping is pristine, beautiful. Then you see the sweep, that stroke, the awareness, the leaf, how they flow, how they move, how they actually create the phenomenal movement. Then you see the universal characteristic everywhere. Every leaf is like that. Then after that, I just make them say, oh yeah. Because not easy to understand all this. Do you understand? This is what sati is. This is what mindfulness is. Without all this understanding, you cannot understand the word pristine. Because things that you see first time, very beautiful, is pristine. You never see it before. Especially the baby, newborn, very cute. Because they are very naive. They are not coming. You see them doing that very innocent type of behavior. You really laugh on it. Because it's genuine, understand not? From inside, no cunningness, nothing. But the one act out, even with the cunningness, you can see. It's the thought movement. It's the negative tendency. There is a meaning of sensitivity. When you are mindful, you are aware, you are sensitive. You can see all this. You can understand all this. These are the deeper understanding of awareness-based meditation. Awareness-based meditation gives rise to a lot of beautiful, pristine things. The unfolding of nature. That's why every moment, every instant, you see. For those who see, they always see. Why? Because truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? For those who really have the awareness to see, they always see, non-stop, anytime. No need to purposely go and see. But if you are seriously lost in thought, you hardly see. Then you can never be silent, aware. Okay? Sahadu, sahadu, sahadu. You all should thank God Lundia. Because they are late. I cannot start the so I continue with this. Can. Prestige, beauty, and wonders of life. This word, Sui An remember, lucky. Sui An, my thanks, Sui An. The main word is what? Yan what? Oh, not that meaning actually. Not that. No, it's also one meaning of pristine. Yeah? Because like new, understand not? The original. But the real meaning is very pristine. Yeah, this word is very beautiful. It's very pristine. Very beautiful. Like wow. So pristine. Oh, fresh, new, direct, and not from memory. This one only awareness-based meditation people can appreciate. Or some artists in very deep, what they call, when they are in very deep, they call creativity. Creativity means they are very calm and very creative. Means they are with their true mind. You know? Then they can appreciate art. In a very different way. That's why they see things very differently. That's why the artist can draw. You know, they draw from what? From what they see. Yeah, they have the creative mind to creatively see. That's why they draw things which you never see on. Your artists are like that. What I mean is good artists, not the ordinary lopping or the Rosayan cannot. The real artist, the way they draw, the thing that come out is very, very different. Okay? Anybody else want to share or what?
No,
what
is so clean and fresh.
Correct. Clean and fresh as if new. Spotless. Yes, pristine, spotless. Oh, correct. All those words. That is the actual meaning. Spotless, yeah. Means really pristine. You know, that time when I use this word, how many of you understand the meaning? Don't think so. You know it's beautiful, but you can never penetrate what that thing is. That's why I had to create my own word, no? I coin all these words out, no? Resting beauty and wonder of nature, no? This is really what my nature saw and awakened to. And it's like that. That's why I always tell you all, you can really live life to the fullest. It is not the thing you never get to see and experience. That's not. Even strike the 4-digit lottery also not so exciting. That one get money happier. But this one is with your nature, you see, you awaken. That's why awareness-based meditation, don't play. It's the real meditation. Only awareness can bring you to the realization of truth, the Dhamma.
Okay, this word pristine, from my experience, you see, when I have this direct seeing in the nature, right, it's not the thought that sees, you know.
Yeah.
So everything you see is new.
Yeah.
New. Yeah. You never see in your life before.
Yeah.
Not in the knowledge, not in the book.
Yeah.
Nobody taught you this before.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's why you understand what this thing is.
So,
that's why the one that awakened to it can realize the truth each for themselves. Because this is pachetang. That's why no need to confirm with other, no need to wait for other people to describe it. Then only you say, yeah, I think I also have. Then that one means you are doing true knowledge. But if you understand that this is what the Dhamma is, then you dare to say it out and speak, because those who have gone through, they will realize this and experience it like what Po Ching went through. No word, nothing, just that thing.
And
it's so beautiful.
And then you can be looking at it for hours.
Yeah.
It's still beautiful.
Yeah. Prestige. Yeah.
You look so much things.
Correct, yes.
You look at the movie, a normal mind, look at the movie, see the second time that you get angry.
Yeah, boring for you.
You get frustrated,
or
you will have
the
kind of
this one you never get boring of.
Yeah,
every moment, every instant is so pristine, so beautiful. Yeah? There is no thought anymore. No thought means what? No duality. Understand? No suffering. No negativity. No evil root, nothing. It's just that pure nature. Understand? And the pure nature is without any negativity. That's why it can see things as they are. And the moment it see, it keep on understanding one. It keep on awakening one. That's why everything is in a state of flux. No problem. That nature is still. That nature is aware of the whole movement. That's why you will understand. Each here you waver. Means everything is conditioned number. And this one match with what you see. Everything is like that. All of the activity and the movement is dependent originating. You know they are causing, like I told you, the broken sweep. The whole thing move. Understand? Then I remember during the early days, even when I tried to sweep, there were some ends at the side. I tried very slowly. But then there was one stroke which I think is slow, but actually very fast. Then through my awareness, I saw the end that got sweeper, that fear and all those things inside that I can sense it. That's why I asked, oh, no, give the state to it. Because this is coming. You know the creature is so small, the broom sweep is like a typhoon that sweep them. The fear that arises. That's why you see all this movement. But what I'm telling you is after I saw that thing, then my nature tell me, that's why you can see things with normal people don't see. You are very sensitive. Your mind has become different. These are the things that will happen to you when your awareness-based meditation become very stable, when your wisdom, mindfulness, and awareness develops. Then you keep on seeing all this. You keep on understanding things. You keep on insight into phenomena and awaken to their universal characteristics. That's why the whole of the learning wisdom is unending one. Why unending? Because every moment, every instant, everything is in a state of flux. And everything has its causes and conditions. How can you say you have finished learning? But the perfection is true. You can perfect your virtue. You can perfect the thing that you want to perfect. Perfect means after you perfect it, you have all knowing knowledge. You understand? Like the Buddha. Why is he a Sammasambuddha? The English word, the religious word, they always say what? All knowing. Remember? All mean, what? All meanings. Omniscient, huh? Omniscient. Omniscient. Not omniscient, huh? Omniscient. I always pronounce that omniscient. Omniscient, All other words means what? All knowing. They can understand things. Whatever that is capable of being understood, he can understand. Means he has perfected the understanding by my nature. I can understand a lot of things. Like the Buddha said, the handful of leaf against the leaf in the forest. What he has understood is the forest. What he has taught you, the Four Noble Truths, essential Dhamma to become sainthood and beyond until Arahant, is just a handful. That's why he said that one does not cover the Bodhisattva way, which he never really mentioned in the Theravada Sutta. So this is what the teaching is all about. There are so much more things, like I always tell you all in the past. I can't share because there is no condition, it cannot come up. But if I speak that time, no use. Nobody understands. So, what's in continuum? Oh, very good, sadhu. That's why people who understand, the way they say it is very different. That's why she wants to explain the way she saw it. And all. Yeah, no word, nothing. And it cannot get born. Because every moment is ever pristine. No? Every moment, every instant is different. Understand? No? How can you see same thing? You only see same thing when you recall to memory. Understand? No? And compare. Why you but do that? Understand? No? But the form and mind is very beautiful. Understand? No? The form and mind pertain to the condition world. Understand? No? Reality exists within the condition world. So you make use of the form and mind to live by. Means what? It's a vehicle and tool for you to come. Understand? No? And this is not you, karmically conditioned out. Understand? So this one can live life. You understand? Not? Live life means what? You can really live, not only the pristine aspect, because free of suffering, everything is so beautiful, so interesting, and life becomes like very, very beautiful. Understand? Not? You live the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. The life of an enlightened being, understand? Then sometimes you look around, everywhere is like that. Like my daughter and then they like to listen to the Chan Feng and all the story of problem. You all know Chan Feng, you all know. That one actually is good. Help people solve their problem through his experience in life. But he used a lot of knowledge, thought. But because he went through life, he like teaching how to practice letting go. And these are the words that mundane people like to listen. But if you have awareness, you listen to him, not that, understand, can help people. But if this type of people go into the Dhamma field and cultivate awareness, he come out, he become totally different. But then he become not interested in becoming Chan Feng. Understand? Because he will let things be. He will just live his life. That's why you need people like Chan Ho. Understand? He is not there, he's helping a lot of people. Sophia, whatever. But I realize a lot of these people cannot be cured on. Some call him many, many times a year, repeating the same problem until Chan Fong also remember. They took my phone tire. They took Lamkan. They took Kamsap Chaw. They took Pinto. All this thing. But you listen, it's humorous, really humorous. It makes you laugh. You have the joy. So mundane has its mundane. What I'm trying to tell you is this form of mind, I can live. I can listen. No problem. I can understand. It's like the third type of seeing. Kan san yu shi san. If somebody who understands come to me, kan san bu shi san, I will talk to him. Kan san bu shi san. Yes, I agree. There's somebody like Chan Mo. Yeah. Kan san shi san. Correct. The first seeing. Then the third seeing, then you become normal. Then everything falls into place. You can leave. You're no longer like other people. You can have food and all those things. No problem. I still got my whatever favorite food that I like. But got condition only I eat. No condition I don't eat. Like that day, the Hami Fa Lampong, I think, from a three house. That one, actually, long time being eat already. That style of cooking, very nice. But if I have the condition, I eat. I rejoice. Understand now? So what is important is you must not have delusion when you eat. The Buddha during his time is the same. He was also invited to the palace after he became enlightened. Understand? Before that, he goes through the ascetic practice of the supper. Then he realized that it's not correct. That's why I avoid the two extremes, is it? Sensual indulgence and self-mortification. The midway. You need to eat, you eat. But don't overeat, don't indulge. Don't develop craving. When you cannot get what you want, you suffer. That is delusion. But when there is condition for you to experience, why not? That is life. Even though unreal, understand not, impermanent, non-self, you attach and cling suffer, yes. But with that wisdom, the understanding that you need so monasikara, this form where mind can live. It can still exist within the existential world. It can still perform its duty. Well, it knows the form where mind is duty. Duty to advise, not to force them, not to create karmic, understand not? Duty towards the law of nature, not to do wrong thing, not to create negativity, karmic. So that aspect of understanding leading to the noble life, the noble living, is a deeper aspect of life. That one, today I mentioned a bit. Later on, you will come to understand deeper and deeper. Then we can talk about life. For that time, really, you can talk about life. You can really become like, not philosopher. Philosopher is still philosophy. This one is spiritual philosophy. It's so beautiful. Everything is so beautiful. Then that time you read Krishnamurti Kola, I tell you, the meaning stand up on him. Really stand up on him. He really good on him. Okay? Putting anything else to add, Sadhu?
Virtue. You know, when I was up in the sky, right? So the window, you look out, right? So you see the clouds. And then you look. Then the clouds suddenly come different, you know, Virtue.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, that's it. What is going on?
Yeah. You can see clearly the movement, the flow, everything.
Yeah, the flow.
Then no word one, no word one. Then whatever you perceive, even the very strong wind or what, is the direct hearing, direct seeing. No words one. It's so beautiful inside here. Oh. That's why every moment is so pristine, so beautiful, so different.
So you see things that is you never seen before.
Yeah. Even when you silence your mind to meditate, the true mind actually aware of all this without opening your eyes. The pristine beauty and wonder is all there. That's why you must have this nature within to experience all this. And this is so beautiful. Oh, sorry. Here you are starting to observe all this. This is very beautiful. And later on, you will develop more and more understanding. Yeah.
It's something that I never see before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It happens that it's so near to me, and it's like manifesting and you know, showing it to you for the first time. I never see this before, so it's everything
yeah.
is new, pristine in that
come,
sense.
Come. Now, put your thing first.
Spot looking at it.
We will do the closing puja, share merit, counsel merits. Then after that, we will pay respect to the late. But they just passed away recently. But Alex is here. Because if you can recall, there was one retreat, I think 2 or 1 month down the road. He came and gave us this bracelet, which is very beautiful. And he said it's for us to create affinity with his nature, self sharing. So because of affinity and his kindness and great compassion, we should pay our respect, which is very wholesome. So we will do it after the class, which will end at about maybe 9:15 or 9:30 in our workshop. So we will do the sharing of merits, our usual one based on the theme book. That's normal chanting book, but I want to include one particular one. Later on, I will chant the blessings, sharing of merits, seeking forgiveness, and making aspiration on page 14. We will do it. We have not been here for almost 3 years, so we should do this. Invoking the auspicious blessing from the Triple Gem. We will chant the Pali. Sabbe tiyo vivajantu sabbarogo vinasatu mate bhava tvantarayo sukhi digayuko bhava bhavatu sabbamangalam rakkantu sabbadevata Sabda Buddha Nubhavena Sada Suti Bhavantute Bhavantu Sabda Mangalang Rakkantu Sabda Devata Sabda Dhamma Nubhavena Sada Suti Bhavantute Bhavantu Sabda Mangalang Rakkantu Sabda Devata Sabda Sangha Nubhavena Sada Soti Pawantute Nakata Yatta Bhutanang Papakangha Niwarana Parita Sanubhavena Antwa Tesang Upadawe Sabe Bhutang Balapata Pachekanang Chayang Balang Arahantanang Chetichena Rakam Bhaktabho Mi Sabhoso. Then we will share merits with all beings. Akha Satta Cha Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Unyang Tang Anamoditwa Chirang Rakkantu Loka Sasana Hita Vata Chamehi Sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siya idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Then, wait, wait.
Tina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Then we continue with the asking for forgiveness from Triple Gemma. This is very important for you all. Kayena vaca citena pamadena maya katang acayang kama me bante puri panya tatagata. Kayena vaca citena pamadena maya katang acayang kama me dhamma satitika akalika. Kayena vaca citena pamadena maya katang acayang kama me sangha supatipanya anotara. Deo asatu kalena sasa sampati hetuja fito bhavatu lokoja raja bhavatu dhammiko. Kimina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yawa hirana patia. Sadu sadu sadu. Okay, before we respect, we like to maybe after so many years, almost 3 over years, I mean, since the last retreat, we are not here. So tonight, maybe we will chant the Heart Sutra one time, then the Tabezo one time. Then after that, maybe we want to chant the Dharma, the one you, Karaniya, Metta Sutta, or the other one better. The Mangala Sutta. Mangala Sutta. Both together. Okay. Yes, they want to listen maybe. Okay. So Pomasin, can you together with Sok, we turn to our chanting book. At the back, you can follow the chanting book. You can start with Papa Icho if you want.
Namo Ta bei guan si yin pu sa. Namo Ta bei guan si yin pu sa. Namo Ta bei guan si yin pu sa. Do 来，摩摩发摩来，目的利益悉悉悉，舍奈舍奈，阿来僧佛来舍利，发萨发僧佛来舍耶，呼噜呼噜摩来，呼噜呼噜悉利，娑来娑来。悉利悉利，苏噜苏噜，菩提耶菩提耶，菩陀耶菩陀耶，弥帝利耶那来谨墀，毗梨舍利那，婆耶摩那萨婆诃，悉陀耶萨婆诃。摩诃悉陀耶萨婆诃，悉陀喻伊室婆那耶萨婆诃，那来谨墀萨婆诃，摩来那来萨婆诃，悉来僧阿穆夏耶萨婆诃，萨婆摩诃。阿悉陀耶萨婆诃，遮悉喇阿悉陀耶萨婆诃，波婆摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃，那来谨墀般揭喇耶萨婆诃，波婆利僧揭喇耶萨婆诃。南无阿赖耽耐多赖耶耶，南无阿利耶，波罗揭谛，色婆赖耶，萨婆诃，梵希殿多曼多赖，跋陀耶，萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。观自在菩萨，心生般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色。受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中不生无受想行识。无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无名亦无名性，乃至老死亦无老死性。无苦集灭道，无智意，无得已，无所得故，
菩提萨埵依婆若波罗蜜多故，悉度光明普光爱故有空故，远离颠倒梦想究竟涅槃三世诸。 波依般若波罗蜜多故，阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故，知般若波罗蜜多，是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，但是不虚。 故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧。 揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
Okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. It's very good, huh? After so long, huh? They also rejoice. Huh? So now we ask, request Sister Amy to help us chant the Pali version, Karaniya Metta Sutta, followed by Mangala Sutta.
Page 52 and 54
of
the retreat chanting.
Yeah, retreat chanting book, yes. Page
52 and 54, yes. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sampa Karaniya mata kusale nayantang santang padang abisamecha sakko uju ca suju ca suha co ca samudu anadimani santu Sato ca subaro ca apagi co ca salahu kebuti Santindriyo ca nipako ca apagato kulesu ananugito Naja kodang sama kare kinci Yena vinyo pare upavadeyum Sugino va kemino hontu Sabbe satta bhavantu sukitatta Yege jibana bhuta tita savata parahavana vasesa Digavate mahanta va majjima rasaka nukatula Siddhaṁ deva atitthāye ca dure vasanti avidure sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta na paro param nikubbeta nati manyeta katta jinang kanchi dhyarosana patiga sanya nanya manyasa dukkha nicchaya mata yatha niyam putam ayusa eka putta manurakhe evam disapa bhute sumata sampapaye aparimana mettañca sapa lokasmin mana sampapaye aparimana buddhaṃ adocca diriyañca asampadaṃ aviraṃ asapattaṃ tittaṃ caraṃ nisinno va sayano va yappatassa vigata mitto ittaṃ satiṃ adittheya brahma metaṃ viharam idamahu dittinca anupagampasilava dasanena sampanno kamesu vinaya yindam nahi jatu gappaseyyam punare etena sacca vajjena soti te hotu sappada etena sacca vajjena soti te hotu sappada etena sacca vajjena soti te hotu sappada. Sangala Sutta evam me sutam etam samayam bhagava samvattiyam viharati jetavane anata tindikasa arame atatho anyatara devatha adekhantaya rattiya adekhantavanna kevalatappam jetavana obhasetva yena bhagava tenupasankami upasankami tva bhagavantam abhivachetva ekamantam attasi ekamantam tithatho sadevatha bhagavantam gataya ajyagasamsi bahudeva mano sacca mangala di acintayum Agantama Sotta Nang Bruhi Mangkala Muttama Asevana Javala Nang Panditana Javana Puja Pujaniya nang etang mangala muttamang Sati rupa desa vaso ca Pumpe ca kata punyata Atta samma panidi ca etang mangala muttamang Bahu saccan ca sipan ca vinayo ca susikito Subhasita ca yava ca etang mangala muttamang Tapi tu upatha nang putta darsa sanggaho Anakula ca dhammatta etang mangala muttamang Danan ca dhamma cariya ca nyata dhanan ca sanggaho Anavajjani khammani etang mangala muttamang Arati virati bhava majjhana ca sanyamo Appamado ca dhammesu etang mangala muttamang Tamang garvo ca nirvato ca santuti ca katanyuta kalena dhamma savanang etang mangala muttamang Thanti ca sova chasata samananan ca dasanang Thalena dhamma sakaccha etang mangala muttamang Tapo ca brahmacharya ca Ariya Sacchana Dasanang Nibbana Sacchikiriya ca Etang Mangala Muttamang Uttassa Loka Dhammehi Cittang Yasana Kampati Asokam virajam khemam etang mangala muttamam Etadisani katvana sabbattama parajita Sabbatta sottin gacchanti tang tesang mangala muttamati Sena saccha vajena odu te jaya mangalam Etena saccha vajena hotu te jaya mangalam Etena saccha vajena hotu te jaya mangalam These two sutta are very important. Yeah? The first one is
Karaniya Metta Sutta. This is the discourse on loving kindness. Sometimes the monks, they go to the forest. They got attacked by non-humans or disturbed by non-humans. They don't know what to do. So what the Buddha normally advises, chant this Karaniya Metta Sutta, discourse on loving kindness. So this is to pacify them and let them understand the importance of loving kindness. So through this loving kindness chanting, yeah, the Buddha actually shared very important Dhamma. He said this discourse on loving kindness started by reciting and telling the non-humans and those non-human that do not understand and want to disturb the holy monks from meditating and developing their cultivation. So he tells them, he who is skilled in doing good and who wishes to attain the state of calm or nirvana enlightenment should act thus, so that they understand, so that they will not go and do the wrong thing to create karma. He should be upright, able, sincere, obedient, gentle in speech, and humble. Then he should be contented, easily supportable, not a burden to others, with few duties, simple in livelihood, control in senses, discreet, not imprudent, not be greedily attached to family. He should not commit any slight wrong, so that otherwise people might censure him. Then they will recite the blessing. May all beings be well and happy. Happy and safe. May their hearts have joy ever and be happy always. Then they continue. Whatsoever living being they are, weak or strong, without exception, long and large, medium, short and whatever. Those seen and unseen, those dwelling far and near, those born yet to be born. May all beings, without exception, be well and happy. Then let not one deceive another, nor despise any person whosoever anyway, either in anger or ill will. Let him not wish each other's harm. Then just like a mother would guard her only son at the risk of her own life, even so towards all beings. Let him cultivate boundless love. Let thoughts of boundless love pervade the whole world, above, below, and across, without obstruction, without any hatred or enmity. Whether he stand, walk, sit, or lie down, as long as he is awake, let him develop mindfulness. This, they say, is the highest conduct. Not falling into wrong view, virtuous and endowed with true seeing, insight. He discards attachment to sensual desire. Truly, he does not come again to be conceived in the womb, no more rebirth. By the firm affirmation of this truth, may you be well and happy. By the firm affirmation of this truth, may all disease be destroyed. By the firm affirmation of this truth, may peace, victory be yours. That's how they appease them and develop all their understanding. Then this Mangala Sutta is about the highest blessing. Where there was a time where these devas, they are not sure of what is the highest blessing. So the sutta actually started out by saying, thus have I heard the Blessed One was staying in Savatthi, residing at Jetava Grove, Ananda Pindika Park. Then in the night, dark of the night, means middle of the night, a radiant deva illuminated all Jeta's room. He bowed down low before the Blessed One, then standing to one side, he asked. Devas are concerned for happiness and ever long for peace. The same is true for human beings. What then are the highest blessings? Means, what are the things that give you that parami to be like termed the highest blessings? So this type of question is very difficult to answer unless you are a great being or Sammasambuddha.
So the Buddha answered, devas are concerned. So the Buddha answered, they said, avoiding those of foolish way, associating with the wise, and honoring those worthy of honor or respect. These are the highest blessings. So this one you all will have because you make aspiration to avoid all evil, meet up with the wise, so the enlightenment, yeah, in the here and the now can be realized as soon as possible. Then you pay respect to all the worthy ones. You do this. That's why this constitutes the highest blessing. Then live in a place of suitable kind with the fruit of good past deeds and guided by rightful way. This is the highest blessing. Then accomplish in learning and craftsmanship with discipline, highly trained, and speech that is true and pleasant to hear. That leads to harmony. These are the highest blessings. Then providing for parents, mother and father, listen, support, and cherishing family and ways of work that harm no beings. These are the highest blessings. Generosity and a righteous life, offering help to relatives and kin, and acting in a way that leaves no blame. This is the highest blessing. Steadfast in restraint and shunning evil way means avoiding all evil and avoiding intoxicant that douses the mind and heedfulness in all things that arise. These are the highest blessings. That's why mindfulness and heedfulness is very important. Respectfulness and humble way, contentment and gratitude, and constant hearing of the Dhamma thought. These are the highest blessings. All this, most of this, we will have. Yeah? Then the next one is patient and willing to accept one's fault. See? This is also the highest blessing. Seeing, venerated, seeker of truth, and sharing often the words of Dhamma. These are the highest blessing. Then ardent, committed to the holy line, seeing for oneself the noble truth and the realization of Nibbana. These are the highest blessing. So cultivation leading to awakening and enlightenment is the highest blessing. Although involved in worldly tasks, this one you might listen. This is what I told you just now. Yeah? The understanding, the form of mind. Yeah? Although involved in worldly tasks, unshaken the mind remain and beyond all sorrow, spotless and secure. These are the highest blessings. That's why you know how to live life. And there is such thing as life, understand now, even though not so real, there is an ultimate truth, anicchang dukkha anatta. You don't be gullible. This form and mind subject to karma has its duty and you can make use of it to live life, to really, really live the third phase of Dhamma. And you do that, that is the highest blessing. Understand? Then the last one is, they who live by following this path knows victory wherever they go, and every place for them is safe. These are the highest blessings. So all these are very beautiful sharing. So if you can develop understanding of it, it will be very important. Yeah? Okay, so we end. Yeah? So let us rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Virochana Buddha, and all the worthy ones. Yeah? Then after that, we finish with our, we go and pay our respect to support. Yeah.